Mary, Mother of Good Counsel, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, children, today is a special day. It's the feast day of Our Lady of Good Counsel. We have her devotion in the fall of every year and over Christmas time. She's the one who takes care of us. Indeed, it's because of her that we're still able to have our school here, as we always have for many years. Today is also a special day. Remember to say a special prayer for Father Lectoranda. Today's his birthday, and he is very privileged to have a birthday on such a beautiful feast day of the Blessed Mother. You know how Father very often says Mass for you, and he's saying Mass today, children, and he very often in a sermon, he'll tell you a nice sort of a story. So I thought I would tell you the story today of the Mother of Good Counsel. You have to sort of settle back, because it is a bit of a story about Our Lady of Good Counsel in Europe and Our Lady of Good Counsel right here in our church in Westchester. But I hope that you'll find it an interesting one. It started way back in pagan times, and there was a temple to a goddess of love called Venus, and that was about 25 miles from Rome. And the temple had been destroyed by the Christians, and instead they built a church, and they named it after Mother of Good Counsel. Now, Our Lady has hundreds of beautiful titles, but this one title would turn out to be very special and very powerful. Well, over the centuries, the church had fallen into ruin, and this was in the 15th century, the 1400s. There was an old widow woman who decided on her own she was going to rebuild the church. And everybody in town laughed at her, and they said, "You'll never be able to raise enough money to build the church." And she said, "The Blessed Mother will take care of it." And so sometimes she had no one to help her, and she would buy the bricks herself as she could afford to, and she would lay the bricks, and the bricks got to be about waist high, but no higher. And everybody in town, when they saw the ruins of the church and the old widow woman working, would point at her and laugh and think it was very funny. But they would have a big surprise. Now, in that town, the feast day that we had on Monday, St. Mark, was a very great festival. And back then, for a festival, they would have sort of a fair come to town, and there would be food booths. It would be a little bit like a carnival to a certain degree, and a little bit like a fair as you might go to in the summertime. And there would be games and lots of people, and they were all in front of the church. And it was Vesper time, and the people, because they were Christians back then, would go to Vespers for a feast day. And it was just about Vesper time when some people noticed a cloud. You see, the church was very near to the sea, and the cloud came from the water, and it came over to the ruins of the church, and it rested where the chapel of St. Blaise had been. He's our throat man, remember, St. Blaise. And then the cloud separated, and the people that were following it saw a beautiful picture of Mary just appear there, and they heard beautiful music, like the music of angels. And the people, because they were Italian, started crying out, "Long live Mary, Eviva Maria!" And then they called the picture Our Lady of Paradise, because it just seemed so heavenly. Well, the priest came, and no one knew where the picture came from, but there it was, and it stayed. It didn't go anywhere. It didn't move. They didn't know even how that could happen, because the picture was painted on plaster, and the plaster was just a little bit thicker than a piece of paper, not much like cardboard. Well, in the meantime, a few months before, there were two Christians in the country of Albania, which is across the sea from Italy, and they were praying before the picture of Our Lady of Good Counsel when suddenly the picture moved from the wall and went out. And they followed, and it went very slowly. They followed it out, and as long as they could, they saw the picture in the sky. And then when they got to the sea, this picture just disappeared in the distance. This was at a time when the Muslims were taking over that country, And obviously, the Blessed Mother did not want to end up in a Muslim country because you know what Muslims do to Christians. And there had been a very wonderful hero of the country called Skanderbeg, and he had led the armies to defend their country against the Mohammedans, but he was not successful. But he was very devoted to Our Lady of Good Counsel. So those two men got thinking, I wonder where the picture went. And so they got on a boat and they crossed the sea and they asked everywhere in Rome, have you seen the picture of the Mother of Good Counsel? And nobody had. Then they heard about a picture appearing in that little town called Genazzano. So they went there and just as they expected, there was the Blessed Mother's picture. And it was a miracle. And the people had already started building a church. And then people came from all over to pray there. And then there were more miracles, and a couple hundred years later, they built an even bigger church. And all this time, the picture stands like this. It's a little bit bigger than this picture, but not quite as large as that one over the altar. It stands like this, and just on the lower right corner, it's supported a bit. But aside from, and the picture never goes like this, it just stands up perfectly straight, like a soldier on sentry duty, all of these centuries. And when the people visit the miraculous picture, when they leave, out of respect, they always walk backwards so as not to turn their back on the Blessed Mother in her miraculous picture. And the popes have given many honors to this beautiful picture, and they call her the Madonna of the Popes. And Pope Leo XIII said, well, Our Blessed Mother of Good Counsel, she tells us what to do. Of course, we have to listen to her. Now, what's our story here? Well, our story is this, you see. Once upon a time, there was this man, and he's dead now. May he rest in peace. And he was a very good man, and he used to give us lots of money so we could have our church and our school because, of course, that all costs money one way and another. Well, when he got to be too old, his son took over the business, and his son wanted very much to build a church in honor of the Mother of Good Counsel. And we talked for a long time about it and so forth and so on, but finally his son decided that he didn't want to do it with us. He wanted to do it with this very big group that's all throughout the world, and they're called the St. Pius X Society, and they're with the modern church. And of course, we're not. We're traditional. We don't have anything to do with the modern church or the modern pope. So when his son decided to do that, he told us one day, it was soon after we had moved into this church, he said, you're not getting any more money from me. And Father Cicada thought, because he pays the bills, gulp, now what are we going to do? How will we pay our bills and everything? Well, we started making novenas and started to pray, and it was in the fall of the year, and a lady called, and Father Cicada happened to answer the phone. If there's no one around, he often will. He did that just yesterday. And the lady said, well, she had a picture of the Blessed Mother she wanted to give me, and could she have an appointment with me to give it? And Father Cicada, being very thoughtful, said, oh, the bishop is way too busy to talk to you, but if you leave the picture outside the door, we'll make sure he gets it. Well, the lady was very humble, and she thought that would be all right. So a few days later, after you all went home from school, well, it wasn't you, but it was children who were in the school back then. You're probably too young. Well, I was saying some prayers in church after school, and I noticed a couple whom I didn't recognize came in to make a visit, and the unusual thing is that they had a dog with them. And usually you don't take a dog into church, but blind people are allowed to take a dog with them into church. Well, I got to know the dog eventually, and her name was Delta, and she used to love to come to the 11:30, and she would sing the final hymn. And she would sing nice and loud and kind of keep things going, and it was very amusing because usually you don't hear dogs singing. So Father Cicada put her name on the organ, and if you look at the organ someday in Latin, you'll see there's a little inscription in honor of Delta, who used to sing at the 11:30. Well, anyway, I got talking to the couple, and they told me about that they visited this shrine of the Mother of Good Counsel, and the man had taken a picture, and they wanted to give me a picture so we could put it in our church. So I didn't think too much about it right away, but then later on I thanked them and I said, I will certainly put that picture in our church. It's a beautiful picture. It's the one you see over the altar today. But then it occurred to me, wait a minute, here we are, we're running out of money, and the Blessed Mother comes to our church the same way she came to that church so long ago in Italy. It's almost like a miracle. So we had the picture framed, and we started our prayers and devotions, which we always do at our church, and I told everybody about it and gave some sermons. And ever since then, children, the Mother of Good Counsel has taken care of us. And we always had enough money to pay our bills, and we still do today. No matter who cuts us off or does funny things, it doesn't make any difference. Life always goes on. Our Blessed Mother takes care of us. Now, good counsel. What does that mean? That means good advice. But Our Lady will only give you good advice if you ask her for it. And if she tells you to do something, you have to listen and you have to carry it out. So if you're not sure what to do, what should I do when I grow up? Or how am I going to get out? I'm in a real pickle now. I'm in a fix. How am I going to get out of this problem? Ask the Blessed Mother of Good Counsel. Even if you just say a Hail Mary to her and say, Mother, tell me what am I to do? Those are the words of the hymn. She will. She'll take care of you and help you. She's helped us ever since. It's a very beautiful devotion, and you have the baby Jesus right next to her. And what more do we need in life except for Jesus and Mary? Well, that's the story. Sorry that it took a while to tell it today, children, but I thought you'd like to hear about the traveling picture and the blind lady and the dog and how we got help from Our Lady, and she's helped us ever since. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.